Next week, Maine voters will decide whether to borrow $120 million between two infrastructure bond questions. But it is not clear how many people will actually vote and whether the recession will have an impact on voters' interest in spending money. Mel Leary has more.
Jim Melcher, a political science professor at the University of Maine at Farmington, has analyzed Maine bond votes for decades. He says normally he would have little doubt that both bonds would pass.
It's been a long, long time since anything has lost in a bond election that was held outside of November.
Melcher says bond questions on their own do not generate the same level of interest as referendums or candidates' elections. He says most voters are worried about the COVID-19 pandemic and the effect on the economy, and that could mean fewer voters participate.
The one thing that goes against that is that you've got important contested primaries in both parties for Congress. If it was just the bond elections, I think people wouldn't show up as much, that they wouldn't be as focused.
Melcher says it's clear from the number of absentee ballots requested that many plan to vote remotely to avoid potential exposure to the coronavirus. So far, over 165,000 Mainers have requested absentee ballots, nearly the same number as in the fall 2018 election, when voters decided on U.S. House and Senate races, as well as Maine governor. The bond campaigns are taking note. David Farmer is a consultant with the $15 million broadband campaign.
It's really an unprecedented election in an unprecedented time. So what we've really focused on in our campaign is making sure that voters, as many as that we can reach, know that there is an election.
Farmer says supporters of the broadband bond have made extensive use of social media and mailings to reach voters. He says many Maine voters are now aware of Maine's lack of high-speed internet access after months of working from home and experiencing internet connectivity problems. Supporters of the $105 million transportation bond are also using social media to inform voters of the bond and its importance. Maria Fuentes is executive director of the Maine Better Transportation Association.
There's so much uncertainty about everything, but I'm hopeful that because the interest rates are so low and the need is so high, and that a lot of these projects are built for or improved to last some decades, that people will see this as a good deal.
Supporters of both bonds are also highlighting the matching federal and private funds the bonds will leverage that will help the economy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.